Joining us from the Montgomery County School District, Superintendent Dr. Tracy Bottoms, and want to say good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you in here this morning. You know, I think the news that a lot of people have been following is the new superintendent that's getting ready to come into the school district. Just kind of talk to us a little bit about this. I think he'll take over in July, as I understand it. What are the preparations, and what do you have to do to kind of turn over the reins to the new superintendent? And tell us a little bit about him, if you will.
So the Board of Education in Montgomery County hired a gentleman named Dr. Brian White, who is currently in the Meadow Heights School District in Southeast Missouri. He's been down there for the last 5 years as superintendent. I think he has a little bit of family in the St. Louis area. I think he's looking to get back in this area. Has a couple kids. He's got one that's I believe a girl who's a senior currently, and a boy who's a junior. So he'll be moving this way sometime in June. We met with him, my board president, Dr. Jim Henson, who runs EGL, superintendent search firm. We met with him in early January for probably half a day, talking about transition plans and things like that. He is going to be in district next week, actually. He's going to be in district for our February 13th board meeting. He's going to hang around and go with me to a superintendent's meeting in Troy on the 14th, and then he's going to hang around for court warming on the 15th. So, and then we have some transitional things in May that he'll be at. And then, you know, we're working right now really making sure that we're staffed for him, trying to prepare the budget for 25-26 for him as well. And then, you know, we'll get those transitional pieces with him as time gets closer.
Sure, I completely understand that. Kind of switching topics a little bit, it seems like sickness has been going around in the school districts as of late, in particularly the flu, a lot of colds, sinus infections. How is the Montgomery County School District holding up? Has it kind of hit your district as well?
Yeah, like a bombshell. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, last week, I think several buildings have been in the low 90%. The high school had nearly 90 kids out. It seems like if we've had one kid walk out of the building, we've had 20 walk out there coming in droves. We've asked our custodial staff to ramp up some sanitation and cleaning. If it has a handle or a knob, let's get her sprayed and wiped down, please. We're doing the best we can, but not uncommon in our area to have this. I know it's hit my house with my two grandkids. We're out all week with fevers. So like everyone, we're trying to do the best we can to get kids back in. Hopefully an additional day off with them, since we're a 4-day school week. Maybe another day will do us ready to get kids back to school on Tuesday.
Absolutely. We were going to talk back a couple of weeks ago, but then the snow and the ice and Mother Nature had other ideas. There was a lot of schools had to cancel out for that. You just mentioned you're a 4-day week. Do you have to make up any of those days as of now?
Right now we don't. We have those days built in our schedule, although I've told my administrative staff and our families as well, you know, AMI will be coming to us sooner than later if we have held off on that. But if we miss more days, 4 of our next 6 would be AMI days for us. And then after that, we would be in a makeup situation if we didn't use AMI. So right now we have it built in, but I'm hoping, even though somebody saw a shadow, I'm hoping he's wrong.
Oh, Punxsutawney Phil.
I'm hoping he's wrong.
Yes, indeed. We hope he is wrong. One thing that we want to talk about this morning, the Montgomery County basketball boys, man oh man, are they putting together a season. Only one loss on the year, and I know there's a lot of preparation for the postseason, but just kind of tell us about how your regular season is going right now.
You know, for schools like ours, I mean, we're maybe one of the larger ones in our area, a Class 3 school, 335 or 340 kids are a high school. These types of teams don't come around a whole lot. You know, you have a Division 1 athlete in Clayton Parker. You know, you have a Division 2 athlete in Andrew Moore. You also have a Division 2 track star in Tyler Irwin. So you have some collegiate kids. They are fun to watch. But, you know, really, Matt, more than that, they're just great kids. You watch them in the hallways. You watch them interact with other kids. It's pretty impressive how good they are with our youth and our little kids. Our little kids want to be Clayton Parker. They want to be Jay Rogers. They want to be Andrew Moore. So, you know, they're out shooting. Is Andrew Moore in the corner, you know? And so as an educator, it does my heart good to watch our kids interact. And the girls are the same way, though. I'm not saying that. our high school kids right now. We have a lot of great kids, but our boys' basketball team, they're pretty special.
Yep. I'll shout out Isaiah Thomas and Coach Kreger this morning as well. I know you guys are having a phenomenal season. Listen, I appreciate you coming in here this morning. I want to wish you the best of luck on the school year, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.